question. I would like to know if you can get a word from the Lord about my kids, Cassie and Christopher. Mm-hmm. Cassie is very heavy on my mind today.
Where are they?
She's a junior.
No, she's in her senior year. Yeah. She's in College Station. Christopher is here in North Richland Hills. I think I'm just more worried about Cassie.
Okay.
So I think when we were out at Rogers, there was somebody who wasn't there, and you know, maybe.
I don't really have a problem with that. You know, Roger doesn't let us do that online anymore because people would say, "Oh, you prophesy to someone who's not there." But when I prophesy to someone who's lying, they're not there.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're not there.
That's mainly, is mainly managing the numbers, though. That people say, "Oh, I have 10 brothers and they live in Alaska, you know, and so can you prophesy?" You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or,
and if each person does that once, you know, then everybody's but no, I'm more than happy to pray, and if the Lord gives me something, I will minister to, I will just speak it forward.
I would appreciate it.
Okay?
Thank you.
Sit, but I am going to minister to her. I'm just getting up and stand.
Cassie, what I hear the Lord saying to you is that you're coming to the end of the season and you don't know if all that you did to get there was worth it or if you have been equipped and prepared to enter into the life that's ahead of you. And the Lord says that his hand is on you and his hand is on you for good and that he is going to make a way for you. That you've been in a season where you've been bogged down because of stress and because of disillusionment, even disillusionment with your field of study, and even a sense of hopelessness about the future. And the Lord comes today to infuse in you a place of hope and a place of surety, not simply because of anything besides the fact that he loves you, and that he's going to really begin to show you and build you up in his love. The things, even the sickness with your mother and the things that you have walked through and your education and all these things that have made you bone tired, the Lord is just going to come and bring you a season of refreshment, even a real time of a few days of just being able to just completely veg and find a place of grace, and you're going to begin to gain perspective and walking forward. But the Lord wants you to know that he has secured your life for himself. And that as you seek him, he is going to cause you to walk accurately in places that will bring satisfaction to you, satisfaction in your life. And that he wants you to know that the things that you've studied and that you've attained to, that these things are not a prison that holds you into a certain area of life, but they are a key that is going to open doors to you to walk into the places that God has prepared for you to walk into. So the time that you have spent obtaining this has been valuable and it has been good and it's going to be a key that allows you to go into the places that you want to go, even if they are in completely different avenues and venues to the places that you have studied to obtain to. Trust the Lord and ask him. Cry out to the Lord and let some of the sadness and the concerns that you feel be washed away because he's going to meet you in those places. Even if you've never done that and seen or believed that he could really meet you, he is going to meet you in those places and you're going to find yourself in a place of renewed strength and hope. That's what I hear.
Good
awesome. Awesome. Right on.